Oh no. Nick, what are you doing over there? Hey, Nick? Oh.
My throat hurts. I couldn't do a good explode sound.
I was prepared. Underground.
And this is stranger still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
podcast where we hide underground from our problems.
I'm Nick Wood.
And I'm John Began.
How you doing, man? I'm
talking to answer? You. How in depth?
What?
Well, I think I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I mean, if I think about how my life's going right now, I'd probably rate it as pretty decent. Specifically, what did I eat? I think I had like a Brussels sprout, like butternut squash thing for lunch.
You're waiting for me to interject.
And
that I'm not.
Improved my dopamine by at least 15% on the Richter scale.
Okay.
And then once I digested it, I had
energy. Energy for this.
So it kind of boosted me up to be able to like respond to this question right now, if you think about it. So
yeah.
Those Brussels sprouts converted.
Your whole life has led to this moment.
Into electricity in my brain.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm answering this. How are you?
I am not great. I'm going to apologize. I don't feel good, but here's the thing. The doomsday clock, everyone knows about the doomsday. I think we talked about it before. It's
Couple
at
times.
100 seconds to midnight. A minute and 40 seconds to midnight. We're the closest we have ever been to doomsday.
Okay. I hear that every time, though. It's always the closest it's ever been.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Who's they? Who's writing this stuff up?
The Swedes, I think.
Okay. Well, they're great. So.
Despite me not feeling great, I can't not bring you this hot information.
Whoa.
Because...
Ouch.
If you could have prepared for doomsday...
Burning my ears right now with that hot info. Keep it coming.
If I could have prepared you for doomsday and I didn't because I'm feeling under the weather,
yeah.
That's on me. That's on me.
Wow.
But if I give this to you and you don't do anything with it, that's on you, friend.
Okay. Well, my ears are burning. I'm going to need some time to cool off.
All right. Well, let's talk about Mormons then.
Hot intel. Okay.
You know about doomsday preppers, don't you? Have you met any doomsday preppers in your life?
I know people that have websites that they wanted to start up about doomsday prepping.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is a minor league doomsday prepper. My dad is even less of a...
Like he'll buy a big case of water bottles?
No, he has a generator hooked up to his house and he's like, if anything bad happens, just get up to the cabins in Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
So he had a plan. He'd talk about it all the time. Interestingly, he hasn't talked about it in a while, and maybe I know why. We'll talk about it later in this episode.
Okay.
But I've been thinking about this a lot lately because we were driving around, and recently a store opened up downtown to sell doomsday prepper supplies. And I was like, I can't believe there's a market for this.
What? What's it called? I didn't even hear this.
Let me see. I think it's just like Cedar Rapids Preppers or something.
Really?
Let me see if Uh-oh. I can find it here.
Don't slam them too hard.
Iowa Preppers, something like that.
Okay.
Eastern Iowa Preppers.
Because it's probably pretty sick.
Yeah.
Have you been in there?
No. Like, here's the thing is, like, I went into this episode kind of scoffing it, but the things that I was scoffing are so minor league compared to the lengths things people will go to prepare for doomsday.
Yeah.
Like, when people make millions of dollars, they're doing really ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to talk about it.
The only thing that I remember that always goes viral every few years is that big, like, it looks like you're outside, but it's actually in this one millionaire's house. And there's always, like, a gallery to go through the pictures of his dumb...
I've never seen that.
It looks like a McDonald's play place. Like, it's all fake trees and stuff, and the ceiling's just painted blue with some clouds on it.
That might be the... There's a guy that we'll talk about later on
garbage.
Yeah.
With a capital gob.
So I think if people haven't encountered like a doomsday prepper, like the extent my father-in-law goes to is he just had like a bug out bag. So every time we go to Shields, he'd be like looking at tactical gear to add to his bug out bag.
What's a bug out bag?
He puts like
when you're ready to bug out
ice picks and miniature shovels and like flares in there.
But what is bug out?
Like when the world bugs out, bug out bag.
I haven't heard that term.
I've also heard that Mormons are preppers, and I guess they kind of are. Like they believe in holding on, like making sure you have enough funds so if something bad happens. They also believe in keeping at least like a week's worth of food on hand in case like you don't have electricity or something and you get stranded. So, preppers, though, they kind of made an explosion, especially since there's a National Geographic show about them now, because of course there is. Mm-hmm. Actually, it might be over now. We might miss the boat on that. But what is a prepper, John?
What? Well, prepper is somebody that, well...
spices up food?
I was going to say there's some splot and there's some prepper.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good joke.
Stralt and prepper.
Yeah.
And if you don't have enough prepper in your life, you're going to get caught off guard.
Yeah.
And you want a nice, hot, spicy life, so you got to add a bunch of extra prepper.
Yeah. Variety is the spice of life.
Right.
And prepper's got it the best. Now, a prepper is someone that is afraid of a total societal collapse, which is what I'm just going to refer to it as. Because you could call it the apocalypse, but it's not just the apocalypse. Like, these preppers, they're afraid that something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, like Bernie will become president.
Like Bernie will become president.
And then socialism.
And socialism.
And they'll have to hide.
Well, they've just taken measures to make sure that whatever happens, whenever this societal collapse happens, they're ready for it. And they could be called doomsday preppers, just preppers. There's also the terminology of survivalists or survivalism. And there's like an unlimited amount of ways that the world can collapse in on itself, such as Bernie Sanders becoming the president.
Yeah, and then socialism, dude.
It could just, like, the reason I don't want to say apocalypse is because it could be financial collapse. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the modern prepperism was spurred after the economic downturn. Yeah, the downturn in 2008. But it could also be like a zombie apocalypse. It could be that the government fails us. It could be a natural disaster, like a geyser finally explodes, or a fault line causes an earthquake so big that it eats an entire city. We could have a pandemic like the coronavirus. We could have nuclear war or civil war. And you got to be ready, right, John? Because it could happen any day.
Yeah, I'm prepped. Did I bring a backpack in this room or not?
You did. Okay. Is it your bug out bag?
That's my bug out bag. It's got my phone in it, so I can order stuff on Amazon that I need.
Yeah. Drone delivery. And there's a ton of preppers out there. And of course, I already mentioned
that's 1,000 pounds of preppers.
That's 1,000. That's 2,000. That's 2,000
Nick,
pounds.
Don't do the math now. Let's keep going.
So, but there's also famous preppers such as Jamie Lee Curtis. So it's a big movement. And
speaking of big movements, Jamie Lee Curtis, Activia commercial connoisseur.
Oh my God, gut health. We gotta do an episode on gut health.
Yeah, we should.
But I'd say there's different categories of preppers, and these are my own categories. I know that there are like there's prepper blogs out there that talk about the different categories of preppers.
Mm-hmm.
But a passive prepper is like my dad, who's just like, I have a plan. If such and such happens, do blank. Like, what if there's a zombie apocalypse? Where are you gonna go?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
fiscally responsible.
Yeah, just in case, you never know.
Yeah.
There's like milquetoast preppers where
they're more into the culture.
Well, they're just like my father-in-law, where they just have like a bug-out bag sitting in the trunk just in case. Or like one rifle in a safe somewhere with ammo in another room in another safe. And they might have a knife or a first aid kit in there or something like that. Like a flashlight, of course, or blanket, which would be nice. Or a shovel or an axe or whatever. And then you go like a step above that to like the middle ground prepper. And they've got like stockpiled ammo, or they've got at least a couple MREs ready to go. And then there's like the high class.
Can you explain MREs?
They're meals ready to eat.
Okay.
Like you add water, you apply heat to them, and they're ready to eat out of the bag. And usually they're pretty disgusting. They're mostly meant for like military use because they're easier to ship and they last a long time. They got a long shelf life. But a lot of people will stockpile them in case the apocalypse happens.
Yeah, like Easy Mac.
Yeah.
You just got to add water and you crunch it down.
Yeah. But then there's like, gross. Then there's high class preppers. And
it's the pasta cereal. Why is that gross?
Eating
it raw?
Are
you insulting Italians?
I like al dente, but I don't like al...
You put some raw pasta,
eat it right
in
out
a bunch
of
water,
bag.
Eat that right down.
Yeah.
You crunch yourself to sleep.
It's awful. I don't know what goes on in Italy. Okay, there's high-class preppers for the third time, and maybe they've done all this other stuff, but maybe they've also taken, like, archery classes, just because they can't rely on guns. They've probably taken like a martial arts class at some point. Definitely have a gas mask in their house. Definitely have a gas generator hooked up to their house. And then there's a step above that, which is the top tier prepper. And these are the people that have bought an island off the coast of New Zealand with an airstrip and maybe a farm, or they have a helicopter that's always gassed up just in case something hits the fan. Those are real things that people do. Well, we're going to come back to that because it gets ridiculous.
I just want them to be playing this episode from the helicopter when the world's exploding.
Yeah.
And saying, look who's got egg on his face. And you'll literally have egg on your face because that's, you know, it'll be raining eggs from the sky or something.
Yeah. I'll be like, my body will be aerosolized and just all atoms mixed together. So the chances of having.
You'll be like a little Willy Wonka, Mike TV.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought of Mike TV as becoming aerosolized.
He does. But, okay. He literally becomes aerosolized.
No, you're right.
And that's how he goes into the TV.
So where do preppers come from, John?
Their moms and their pops. When people love each other, they decide to have a loving relationship. They sit down together and they have the talk. And they say, you know what?
You need an
axe
in your bag.
We've been together for a very long time.
Yeah. So I want to discuss where the prepper mentality comes from, because there are about 160 million Americans, or about 65% of our population in America, that have gear on hand, ready to go in case stuff hits the fan. I didn't say this before. The average prepper has spent $400 in the last year on survival gear in the last 12 months.
I bought something.
For societal collapse?
For protecting my home.
Oh.
As a backup.
Oh, okay.
And I will reveal that after the break.
Okay. We're not there yet. Okay. You made it sound like we're going to
the break.
So I think a lot of articles would attribute the beginning of the prepper movement to during the Cold War, JFK encouraged people to build underground bunkers. And a lot of people will say that there are preppers on both sides of the political spectrum, which is true, of course, because like nothing's black or white. But there is evidence that preppers are fueled by conservative fears. Like, you joked about this before, but prepping hit a peak when Obama was
You think
in office.
I'd make a joke as terrible as Bernie Sanders becoming president? Do you
no,
know what happened to the economy?
That.
Do you know what happened to the economy if the socialists was in power?
It would crash.
Oh, no, it would be awesome. We'd all have health care. I'm a big Bernie bro. If anyone's listening for the first time,
well,
yeah,
I didn't
want to
make
joking.
This political, but
okay.
Prepperism really hit a peak in when Obama was in office, and there's evidence to prove that. There was a reporter who was looking into preppers during Obama's tenure. His name was Michael Mills, and he was interviewing preppers. He went up to this lady named Mary, and all he said was, Let me ask how politics impacts on your prepping. Could you? And then she interrupted him and said, yeah, Obama needs to go. Obama needs to go. Like, that's her response to how does the politics influence your...
Wow.
That's only one person. But believe it or not, the prepper market has also been in a downturn since Trump hit office. There's one guy who runs a prepper camp in like the Northeast area. Can't remember exactly where his name is. Rick Austin. He told Business Insider, businesses are down because people have kind of gone, oh, you know, Trump's in office. We don't have anything to worry about.
What?
So that's also just one person. But during the Obama administration, the country had upwards of like 24 prepper conventions a year across the country. During the Trump administration, they're still here, but it's cut in half. There's,
you know,
like 12.
There's an alternate universe out there in which what's her name that dropped out the first independent woman running for president.
Oh, Jill.
Not
Stein?
Just that. No, after that. She was Democratic.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The crystal.
Hillary Clinton. Oh, the in this one.
Yeah.
Marianne.
I can't believe we're forgetting this.
Power Flower.
I wonder if she's in power how many less psychic conventions we'd have every year. She's in power. We don't have anything to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. But the market for prepper supplies,
she gets a hard time for that stuff.
I know she does. So yeah, the market's been stagnant for prepper supplies. So let's say you're out there listening. You are afraid the end of the world is coming. You want to get into doomsday prepperism, survivalism. Where do you start, John?
At your local library. Didn't expect that, did you?
That's a good answer. I got some good advice from Gaia.com, which is normally like a spiritual site, so I was kind of I was intrigued to see this on here. Mm-hmm. You're still looking up Marianne, aren't you?
It's Williamson.
Williamson. Yeah. The first thing you can do, if you want to become a prepper, the first thing you can do is for like a good day or a week or even a month, catalog everything you depend on. Where do you get your food and water? Where do you get your energy? Where do you get your medical care? Where do you, how do you transport from place to place? All these things that you just take for granted, yeah. You got to write them down and figure out how you can work around that. You got to have a plan to get around every dependency you have. So you can learn how to grow food. You can learn how to raise livestock. You can learn how to hunt or fish if you eat meat. You can learn alchemy.
Had to create money.
Gaia also points out that this is effective for your wallet as well, because you can save up to $24,000 a year by growing your own food. You can also learn the rhythms of the earth. This will help you prepare for the coming seasons, and you can also use the stars for navigation.
The rhythms of the earth?
Yeah, like seasons and moon cycles, and
That's the most hippie thing you've ever said.
Like, it's from Gaia.com.
Oh my god. You ever see the Gaia ads on Facebook?
No.
Don't.
Just don't see them. All right, I'll make sure I don't see them.
Okay.
This one I do like. Make your energy sustainable. Like, go get solar panels or solar shingles. They sell DIY solar kits on Amazon you can get. That's great. If we can get conservatives to go green energy by telling them the world's ending.
Oh, boy.
Done.
Yeah.
Do it in a heartbeat. You can also learn new skills. Gaia has a list of this, like basic medical training, including CPR. Herbology and gardening, electrical training such as how to repair.
Now I
want to
see a sketch of far left wing Alex Jones.
Yep, we're all gonna need electric cars. Everyone's gonna need a volt. Gotta charge that up. You don't want the fossil fuels. Bad for the environment.
I would do that voice, but it would kill me right now. Machinery maintenance, chemistry, cartography and map reading, survival training in different environments such as urban or rural. They have camps to do this kind of stuff at. Archery, DIY anything. Earlier in the article, they mentioned composting, which we also need to do an episode on. I mentioned martial arts before. That's not a bad idea. You should probably also learn how to fire a gun. I think a lot of people haven't done that. I know you have because you're a crazy liberal.
I fired a double barrel shotgun. It was great. It hurt my shoulder. Boy, howdy.
Beta male. That's my Jesse Lee Peterson. And then the last thing you could do is make a plan. Share it with your family. Like my dad says, when crap hits the fan, to get to the cabins. Doesn't matter what you do, get to the cabins.
Mm-hmm.
I found on another website that said work toward optimal fitness, physical fitness, which is just always good advice. I don't know why you have to be a prepper to like be healthy, but here we go. There's also a lot of products you're going to want to buy to become a good prepper.
Mm-hmm.
For food and water, you're going to want non-perishable food items. I mentioned MREs before. There's also those
beans.
The Jim Baker buckets.
Oh,
beans and rice.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Does Jim Baker got buckets for you?
Oh, yeah.
Go
you
on
can
to
use them
the
as
internet,
a coffee table.
Everybody, let's pause this real quick. Yeah. I don't care if we already got your play, so
yeah.
You might as well pause. Go to YouTube and search Vic Burger Jim Baker. Now, that's V-I-C space B-E-R-G-E-R. He has at least 10 videos on Jim Baker.
He's a nut job.
And every one of them goes down smooth.
They do. If I remember correctly, I think Jim Baker like got in trouble for like embezzling money from the church or something. So then he started selling these buckets of beans and rice that have a 30-year shelf life. You can also
some of his buckets have some really gross stuff in them too.
Yeah,
like could cheese also, buckets.
He will also talk about how once they're empty, he can use them to poop in.
Yep,
they're multifunctional.
Yeah, they come with free refills.
Yeah, gross. You can also buy sprouting seeds, regular seeds. Life straws are a good idea. They have like the filter on them that you suck like water out of a dirty river and it filters it right then and there, real time.
Those seem so dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, they work, though.
Do they?
Yeah. You could get a rain barrel. You can stockpile water bottles. You can get a water filtration system for your home. Yeah,
that's like actually a good goal to have.
What?
Can you imagine having a rain barrel that said DK on it or something cool like that?
DK.
Yeah. I'd fill that sucker up. I'd drink out of that all day.
Yeah.
Play my bongo game. Yeah. Donkey Bongo Kong.
Yeah. That game was fun.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember playing it on my bedroom floor on my tiny like 8-inch TV.
Yeah.
Because that's all that I had. And my brother's room was right beneath me, and he'd come up and be like, "What are you doing?" Because it sounded like something else.
Oh, boy howdy.
You could also, there's tools that you'll want and protection you'll want, like a heat source and fire starters. You'll need flashlights. You definitely need a tarp because you can use it as a poncho or shelter, tent, water collector. Hiding spot, a raft.
Outfit, fashion.
Exactly. I'm sure
big,
that's
giant plate.
Yeah, for all of your Jim Baker beans.
Parachute.
You're also going to want a multi-tool.
Parachute, particularly.
Maybe. Maybe it's good. I don't know.
Tarp?
Didn't like Indiana Jones use a tarp? No, that was a raft. He floated down on a raft.
Anyway. He also walked on an invisible floor, Nick.
Here's the thing. Those movies are really good.
I know. I crave them.
You also need some sort of weapon, like an axe, maybe a shovel. They make like those axe-shovel combos.
Yeah, axe-shovel body spray.
Yeah. You'll want
smells terrible.
Pencil, paper, sewing kit, nails, bolts, and screws, paracord, lamps and lamp oil, garbage bags, duct tape, some sort of generator, walkie-talkies, gas masks, and gas mask filters. And then one thing I think a lot of people will take for granted is health and hygiene. You're going to want a first aid kit with like bandages and gauze and needles and antiseptics. But you'll also want like ibuprofen, fever relievers.
Now, let me tell you something. We wouldn't be in this situation if we had Medicare for All, okay?
I like this character. What's his name?
Left Wing Alex Jones.
Yeah, but what's his name? He needs like, what's the opposite of Alex?
Alexander James.
Zach, because it's a
Zach.
Z. Zach.
Joan Alexander, it should be.
Joan Alexander. So you're going to want toothpaste and mouthwash and floss, because just because the zombies are out doesn't mean you can't take care of your teeth. You're going to want toilet paper and poop buckets. You're going to want Lysol wipes and just soap in general,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, maybe a bidet.
Hey, that'd be nice.
A nice pump-up bidet. Like you can just add the water and stomp on it. That'd be cool.
That's got to be invented, right?
Yeah, it's called a super soaker. Yeah. They're the original outdoor bidet.
Yeah, you're right. Every kid's been there, I think. But I personally do think it's a good idea to have like a bag or a box of like absolute necessities in your cars.
Yeah, absolute
like,
vodka.
Especially like in Iowa where you can get trapped out in the snow. Like if we're going to go driving somewhere, I have like this giant lithium battery that's also like it's a phone charger but also a car jumper.
And then
that's
you
really
lick
nice
it if you need a lithium for depression.
If you need to wake up, yeah.
Okay.
It's also like if you live in a state that borders water, it's a good idea to have one of those like hammers that breaks windows or just have a blanket because that's always nice. I'm really focused on this blanket thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Are you cold?
Yes, I am.
Were you missing, like were you raised without a blanket as a child? Is that
it's
coming out in the podcast?
I was born with a blanket in my mouth.
Oh.
But there's a huge market for this stuff. How much do you think this stuff costs, John?
How much do I think this stuff?
Yeah.
You just named 30 things. I'm going to say $10,000, Nicholas.
Yeah, all of that together actually might not be wrong. So I got some prices here. I just like looked some stuff up on Amazon and Google Shopping or whatever. One MRE is going to cost
meal
you.
Meal ready to eat.
Yep. It's going to cost you anywhere, just one, $7 to $10 for one meal.
Was it filet mignon? Come on.
Yeah. Better be. A Life straw is only $18. That's not bad.
A what straw?
Life straw, the ones
okay,
with
the
filters.
The filters.
Yeah. A 65-gallon rain barrel is $102.64 on Amazon.
A $67 rain barrel with the DK logo on it. A little bit more.
StrangerSocialShow.com/shop. Mm-hmm. a 30-day supply of emergency food on Amazon is going for $150. You can also just
what is
get,
it? Is it beef jerky and stuff?
It's just like random crap. I don't really know.
Okay.
You can get like a pre-made, pre-assembled survival bag that can sustain 5 people for 72 hours for $200. A Leatherman's multi-tool, which is like a great tool to have, is $300. You can get a DIY solar panel kit for $780. The most expensive thing I could find was a year's supply of emergency food in 16 easy-to-transport totes. That was $2,987.
Hmm.
But then I guess this is a little bit more expensive. I found a year's supply for four people in 336 easy-to-transport cans for $4,348.36.
Well,
it's a steal.
It's kind of a steal. It's kind of a steal. It's less than a car. To live? To not die?
I guess so.
That's decent.
So all that's fine, but personally, where the fun begins is when the super rich people begin bugging out. One of the founders of Reddit, Steve Huffman, got laser eye surgery just so when crap hit the fan, he didn't have to rely on contacts or glasses.
That is kind
of
scary.
He's like, I want peak chances of survival here. Yeah. And I don't want to, like, someone just punch a guy with glasses and I'm out of the game. Like that episode of Twilight Zone.
You ever run out of contacts, though?
No.
And you're like, oh, man, I don't get paid until whenever.
You ever see that episode of Twilight Zone?
Where yeah.
Down in
my
the
gosh,
thing?
I had so much
I had time now. Yeah. There's a guy who runs an investment firm who keeps a fueled up helicopter on hand at all times. He also has an underground bunker with like an air filtration system. I imagine he's like John Goodman in 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, that movie's great.
That is a great movie. There's also like a bunch of hedge fund managers that are actually buying up airstrips on islands like off the coast of New Zealand, buying up farms, getting a private plane, learning how to fly them, or knowing a pilot that can fly their private plane just in case. But my favorite, my absolute favorite, is this apartment complex put together by a guy named Larry Hall. Larry Hall. This might be the guy you're talking about. He runs the Survival Condo Project in Wichita, Kansas. He built a 15-story apartment building underground with 30 different condos, and he sold each one for $3 million each.
Whoa.
It's got hydroponics for vegetation and maybe recreational. Armored vehicles, fish farms, 5 years worth of fuel and food reserves, and a pool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can't wear your shoes there, though.
No. You don't want to track that dirt in
no,
it,
No, you want to track
me?
That dirt.
And
you
in the zombie apocalypse, you don't want to be bringing over, like, brains into this complex. So,
this is not the guy I was talking about. I'll show you the garbage later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think of prepping? I think that it's good to have a plan if crap hits the fan, but I'm not going to be stockpiling like soup cans and water bottles anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I've got enough of that garbage in my house. I've got so many extra soups yeah. and stuff. I don't know. I think I probably already accidentally food prepped because I don't feel like cooking all the beans that I've got.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't even talk about like there's people
But
out
I
there...
do prep. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I have dog food just in case anything...
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's for them. It's not...
You could also eat it too, though.
Well, yeah, I guess.
If you're that desperate.
Add some milk.
Yeah.
It's like a cocoa... It's like a bad, horrible Cocoa Puff. It's like hell's Cocoa Puffs.
One thing I forgot to mention is like a lot of people will go and buy up gold bars and silver bars.
I have a friend whose dad had, I think, $500,000 to $1 million in gold bars... In a safe in his basement.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's nuts. Well, here's the thing. Like, if society collapses to the point where the dollar is no longer valuable, what good is a gold bar going to do?
Yeah. It conducts electricity great, though.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, if only I could turn the generator on, if only I had something to connect it.
Yeah. I'm missing my gold connecting cord.
Block.
Yeah. How about some stats to close us out, John?
Yeah.
What percentage?
30%.
Not bad.
Thanks. It's a good percentage.
So,
what's your percentage?
I've got some generational percentages here of the percentage of millennials that recently purchased like bug out gear, Gen X, and boomers. So, what percentage of millennials do you think purchased bug out gear recently?
Recently, bug out gear.
Percentage time
frame of total, just, like, of people that are shopping online? What's the
just
demographic?
Like, total millennials.
Of the whole population?
Yes.
10%.
38.
Okay.
What about Gen X? Higher or lower? Let's
higher.
Play that game. Lower.
Whoa.
31%. Boomers. What do you think?
Much higher.
Lower.
What?
17%. But.
Okay. Caveat.
There is a caveat because there are a lot of boomers that are preppers, but they just haven't bought anything recently, quote unquote, because they already have it.
Oh.
So 41.3%. 3% of boomers already have the gear on hand.
Okay.
So they haven't bought anything recently.
So I'm right.
Yeah. Gen Xers was 37.1%. Millennials was about 70%.
This is like that quiz that you get in school where the 10th direction is turn this in without doing any of the other stuff above it.
Yeah.
I should have just listened to a question you said recently.
I made it very clear. 37.6%.
You're a regular Scientologist.
Yeah, I know. I'm going clear. 37.6% of people or preppers, or no, this is population, always have survival items on hand in case of emergency. So, like, they have a gun on them or a knife or whatever.
I used to carry something around.
Yeah. 34.6% don't spend money on preparation at all. 16.4% have purchased survival materials only because of recent natural disasters. Interesting. Yeah.
I always carry an anchor on me.
Yeah, just in case of typhoon.
No, in case that we find out. I mean, in case the rest of the world realizes the Earth is flat and it tilts.
Oh, that's
I just want to make sure I don't fall.
Yeah. You gotta tie yourself to that.
Yeah, to the 50-pound anchor. That's how I sleep.
Yeah. 6.4% have purchased survival materials due to political events and natural disasters, and then 5.2% have purchased survival materials only because of political events.
You know what the problem is, Nicholas?
Yeah, I do.
People can't afford this stuff. Minimum wage hasn't changed in years. It's been $7.25 an hour for too long.
Xander, what was the name?
It's Left Wing Alex Jones.
Yeah. Well, after the break, I got a game for us, John. I think you'll be excited about this one. I got some celebrity preppers.
Whoa.
And you're going to have to guess if they are real preppers or not. Right after this break.
You know what you call a prepper? That's too scared to prep.
What?
Because they have cold feet. They don't just...
Okay, we went to break a long time ago.
Okay.
John, where can people find us?
On StrangerSocial.com. Nick, what do you call a prepper in Alaska?
What?
A chili prepper.
Oh, God, that's what you were working on that whole time.
What's the next question? Where else can people find us, Nick?
You can leave us a review on iTunes.
Okay.
That's the best way for new people to find us.
What does that do?
It when people search up, like, coronavirus or doomsday preppers.
We pop up?
We pop up. Because you left us a nice review, so people assume that you like us.
I like that.
A little bit of bad news. At the end of this month, Flying Machine is going away, which is sad. We did a lot of great things with them, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of the things we did. It just kind of became a lot. But
we were a very small group of people, and there's a lot to take on.
A lot to take on. But we have a lot of bonus material that I'm frankly proud of. So I think we haven't discussed this formally.
Uh-oh.
But I think that we're going to fire up our old Patreon again, just so if you're interested and you want to kick a few bucks our way to help upgrade our gear and stuff, you'll get some bonus content in return.
What do you say? Everything we've ever done?
Yeah, all the bonus episodes we've ever done. So you
get five bucks?
A year plus for like $5 a month. I don't know yet. We haven't discussed it, like I said.
You know what? Four.
Four.
I'm going out on a limb. All right. It's 2020.
Yeah.
It's time to reduce.
2019. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So just be on the lookout. I bring that up because things are going to shift a little bit.
There's no way. We have to at least have five.
Yeah.
Okay.
things are going to shift a little bit. I don't want anyone to be surprised, but I also, if you are a fan of the show and we have a lot of supporters already and you want to continue that support, just go to our Facebook page or our Twitter. We'll be putting that stuff out there when it happens. We don't know when it's going to happen yet, though. So there you go.
Facebook. There's a lot more of you that listen than there are in the group.
Yeah.
If you have a Facebook, search Stranger Still.
Yeah.
We haven't called that out in quite some time.
We haven't.
But there's been some really cool questions, people, science articles, fun topic discussions.
I've been finding a bunch that I should post that on our page, and then I don't. So maybe I should start doing that.
Do it.
John, here's a little game for you.
Okay, but what do you call a prepper in the Sahara Desert?
What?
A red hot chili prepper.
Come on,
because he's also from Alaska.
No, I get it. So I've got a list of celebrities here that may or may not be a doomsday prepper in one fashion or another. They could be like super low key, like I just have a plan. I'm going to go to the mall when zombies hit and I'm going to act out. Which one was that? Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember which of the dead it was. There's a lot of them. Okay. So here we go. And if you get six or more right, I will buy you a vegan MRE.
Wow.
And if you don't...
Do I have to eat it, though?
You have to eat it.
Okay. Will you really do this?
No.
We'll make a video.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if they... Hang on, let me make sure they have vegan...
This whole podcast...
I didn't look this up.
It's just... not only to trick Nick into just explaining stuff so I don't have to look it up, but sometimes he buys me a thing, you know?
I do. I think there's some out there. Sure.
It's going to be beans and rice.
Yeah, I'll get you some Jim Baker buckets.
We could use a Jim Baker bucket for decor. What do you think?
Yeah. All right, here we go. First one's a gimme.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
If she's a prepper or not?
Yeah.
She's definitely a prepper.
Yeah, because I said it earlier in the episode. Were you paying attention?
I was listening.
So she sort of is. She has like a... She made this video with the Red Cross that was just like, here's emergency supplies that I keep in a box. That's what her prepping was.
Okay.
What about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh, boy, howdy. Nah, he's always ready for anything that comes, but he's not a prepper because he's got those guns on his arms.
So your answer is no?
My answer is no way, Jose.
You are correct. That's two for...
He's ready to punch anything that comes in his path. That's all the preparation he needs.
You're not wrong. What about John Goodman?
I could see him being like a method actor for 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
I would just be like, oh yeah, already, let's just film it at my place. So I'm going to say yes, he is.
No.
No?
He is not. But interestingly, connecting the dots here, Roseanne Barr is.
Oh. Boy, howdy. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
I thought the lady was white. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Huh. Yes, she is.
What's your reasoning?
I don't know. I have a feeling with this one, like, I feel like that's just, she is.
She's not.
She's
incorrect.
Not?
She is not. Well, okay.
Mostly because of the order of your list, and I was playing that numbers game.
Don't
so.
Play the game.
Yeah.
I should clarify, they're not as far as my research went. what about Nathan Fillion?
I don't know who that is.
He's in Firefly and Castle and, Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog and The Rookie and...
I'm not seeing any of those.
Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief.
I didn't see that either.
You know him. Nathan Fillion.
Yeah. Is he the lead guy from Firefly?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, he kind of looks like the store brand version of the guy that's Hawkeye.
Oh, come on. No.
I'm kidding.
Hawkeye is the store brand version of Nathan Fillion for sure.
I meant that the other way around.
Is he a prepper or not?
Yeah, he totally is.
Yes, just for zombies though, apparently.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
What's your reasoning?
What's my reasoning? Is he buys, like, anything he can waste money on.
As far as I know, he is not.
What?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know.
What about?
I feel like he's a secret prepper, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to talk about it because his reputation's so great, I guess.
What about Zooey Deschanel?
Zooey Deschanel. I can see her being like, quick, to the...
Get to the chamba.
No. Get to the kombucha cave. You know? Like Brooklyn hipster prepper.
Yeah.
She probably got like a kombucha cave.
Yeah.
So they never run out. And their gut is right.
Uh-huh.
It comes with a lot of health benefits. Sometimes
so is that a yes or no?
Floral flavors in them.
Okay.
No, she's not prepper.
She is. But she's a practical one. She has an earthquake kit.
Okay.
So if an earthquake hits...
Where does she live? New York or Hollywood?
I believe it's Hollywood.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest.
I feel like he's up to something, don't you? Look at him.
He's so busy all the time. I don't know how he would have time for it.
Yeah, he is. Because you're trying to persuade me not.
He is. But apparently National Enquirer outed him and he stocks up on protein bars. What about Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I could go either way with this guy.
Right.
You know, that's a very tough one.
Yeah.
Because I know he has got those old cars and he collects those and he'd probably want to protect them. But I don't know if I'd define that as how prepared would he be, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, he's not.
He is not.
Yeah.
You're 5 for 5. That means you got to get this last one. Post Malone.
Post Malone, yes. Thanks, H3 Podcast.
I know that was a gimme. Yes, he's maybe the biggest prepper on this list.
Yeah, he's always ready to get out of there. He's got a plane.
$3 million compound in Utah.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
And he doesn't joke about it.
No.
Because they tried to get, like, to talk about it on the H3 Podcast, and he won't give details because he takes it seriously.
Yeah. Yep. You don't want to get doxxed.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But he's also, like,
beautiful. Have you seen pictures of it?
No.
It's, like, incredible. You should go look it up.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So, did you have something you're going to talk about after the break, too?
Oh, yeah. I have a battery backup for my sump pump. That was my preparation. And I don't have it hooked up. But the first 3 days after I moved into my house, it rained really hard.
Yeah, I remember this.
Very hard. That flooded my entire basement. And the electricity went out for the whole neighborhood. So I couldn't use the sump pump to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a battery backup. And that's my as prepped as I get, besides prepped the like 50 bags.
Disaster. What's the most prepped I am? Besides, I have that giant lithium battery.
I just had like 30 bags of dog food in my basement that I went through.
I have several flashlights.
Okay.
Most prepped I am. I don't even have a weapon in my house.
How fast can you think? The power just went out. I just turned the lights off. Where's your nearest flashlight? How do you get power?
It's
How
in this room because I was just working on my computer.
It was
computer.
An earthquake. The crevice opened. It just ate your phone. You've got no flashlight on your phone. Where is your nearest AA battery to load your backup?
In that mouse over there. Okay. Right here.
Well, wow.
Right
here. Yeah. There you go.
Thanks. Okay. All right. I think that'll do it for this week.
We should do the exercise every week just to make sure you're prepared.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.
And I'll tell you one more thing.
Yeah. Tell me. The lights wouldn't be going out if there wasn't an energy crisis.
Yeah. Climate change is real, folks. It's real, and it's coming for your children.